Hey, welcome to Lower Wacker Live for July 2nd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the news, so you don't have to. Big softball win last night. Didn't get a chance to play because we had an extension 7-20 last night. But, you know, like, kind of like when Leo DeRocher took off in the 1969 season. Wasn't he the coach of the Cubs at that point? He took off a couple months because he had some stuff to do in August, and they ended up... Remember that? People forget that part of that story, that DeRocher took like a week off in August because they were up like 20 games. He's like, well, I'll take my lady up to Lake Geneva or something like that. And they ended up blowing it. Well, similar except the other way. When I'm not there, we win. So last night, a trouncing of the Chicago Reader. Oh, 16-3 final score, which there have been some battles over the years with the Chicago Reader. So it's nice to see that even in my absence, we're able to really drub them, which is good. Looking at the standings, we're in first place. Unbelievable. An expansion team, no less. We're the Jacksonville Jaguars of the Media League. If you remember, it took 2 years before Mark Brunell and Tom Coughlin figured it out over there. But for us, we're like the Golden Knights. We just roll right in. We're taking names, kicking ass and taking names. I forgot how. Taking names later or something like that. Anyway, looked at the stats, as you know, because I had so much time on my hands instead of looking at the news. Highest run differential in the league, or just something like 16 runs a game or something like that. And we're number one in offensive statistics, so we lead the league, and we are third in defensive statistics. Yet, both of the teams in front of us had a game forfeited because the lights broke. So they haven't played as many games. So when they do, we will be the number one defense as well. Boom! And that's all without me, without Pete. Two champs, the MVPs. Team is just rolling. Next week, Chicago Now. I'm going to miss the Chicago Now game, which is just a bummer, man. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to throw the commissioners under the bus. And I feel like if there's a bus, why not? So get this. You help me out on this. Because I was arguing on email about this and didn't get anywhere. There have been two rainouts, right? There have been two games that have been rained out. Maybe three or just two. Maybe two. Well, let's just say two. And the second of which was a game against Chicago Now that we're all set to play, and the rains washed that one away. So when they rescheduled, they decided to take what was going to be an off night, or an off night was this the 8th for the holiday. They decided to play games to catch up. So that means that they will have a game on the 8th, and then it'll also add one more week to the season in August. So naturally, you would think that the 8th would be the first rainout, the first week in August would be the second rainout. But not so. For whatever reason, the commissioners made the second game on July 8th, which is the game against Chicago Now, and the other one at the end of the season. And so we're at a disadvantage because I don't get to play against the team that I won the championship with last year. It would be a great rivalry. We're first place, and we're tied for first, essentially, right now. It's a great game, but it's also a makeup game, so a lot of my team's not going to be there. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I'm still playing this game under protest. I might even pull the team. You know, take a loss or forfeit. I don't want to blow our stats. You know, take a loss. Just be like, hey, I think we could withstand the offensive stuff, and then it would make us the defensive team. But just take an L. Don't care. That's what we say to your league. Don't care. It's ridiculous. For all I've done for that league, to win three championships in that league, to be a spokesperson who has gone on WGN, highly rated station, talked about softball over and over. This is the thanks I get by essentially taking what would be the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears and decided not even to play it on. We'll play it Sunday morning at 9 a.m. when no one's paying attention. Everyone's still sleeping. We'll play it then. This game should be under the lights. It should be the game that's played out in Forest Park. It should be the classics game. There should be politicians there. There should be paying for tickets. There should be set up everything. But the idea that we're just throwaway, that's what the commissioner thinks of not only WGN radio, but for me. I don't like it, man. All right. Are we done? Can we just wrap? Save the rest for the holiday week? All right, let's get to the headlines. What's happening to the unwritten rules of this city? First off, you screw over a three-time champion. Softball. That's one thing. I feel, you know, I'll say this right here. I feel like since Jussie Smollett, it's been a full-on attack on the city of Chicago. The latest, punk teenagers deface the bean. I don't know if they're punk teenagers, but punk teenagers defaced the bean. Several arrested for defacing the bean in parts of Maggie Daly Park. Maggie Daly Park, I'm okay with that. I don't care. The bean, though? Come on. Are you kidding me? The whole point is that we like the bean. You don't get to take your hate out on the city by graffitiing up a piece of art that we thought we would hate but love because you could see yourself like 15 different ways in the reflection, right? We didn't know that when we first saw it and we thought it was stupid. Then we went down there and we're like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is the coolest thing ever. No. There are only three things in the city that will not stand. One, you can't spit in someone's face because you don't like their name. Number two, you can't deface the bean. And number three, you can't double park on the Lake Street Bridge going into the city. Those are the three things that we ask. Do whatever else you want. I don't care. Walk down the Michigan Avenue with your pants down. I don't care. But if you deface the bean, no. No. And if you double park on Lake Street, I'm getting out of the car next time. This is ridiculous. I blame this all on Jussie Smollett. All of it. Thanks, Jussie. This is the week that all the presidential candidates come to town. The Dems are all speaking at Operation Push at one time or another. Then they roll to Operation $5,000 a plate at some fancy Winnetka residence. And in the middle, you get a photo op with Ronnie Woo Woo or whatever. Buttigieg in town today did a speech calling out systemic racism. You mean like the kind that happens in South Bend? Oh, oh, oh. He walked right into it, Mayor Pete. Come on. Come on. But nice to have you in town. I like you. I like your khakis. You got nice khakis. Always nice khakis. Trip going deep with investigations. This one today, Governor Pritzker speedboats, some of the most expensive on Lake Geneva. First of all, I love that the Gov has speedboats. That's pretty cool. I feel like that word, speedboat, went out of style with Miami Vice. Not the show, but the Jamie Foxx reboot, the movie. Him and Colin Farrell. Really nice. Really good. Some good hair in that one. But love that the Trib and the governor are bringing it back, right? Without mention of Chain of Lakes anywhere. That's Secondly, it's Lake Geneva, the richest speedboat. That's an oxymoron. They're all rich speedboats. It's ridiculous. Anyway, some nature news for you. I guess the cockroach is getting tougher. According to new research, the cockroach is evolving and becoming resistant to insecticides and other pest control measures. Wait, the sticky box? The sticky box doesn't work anymore? Yeah. I say we humanize the little bugs. If they were great painters and we dressed them up in little outfits for cockroach theater, then maybe they wouldn't be so despised since they're going to be with us. They're not going anywhere. I don't like the cockroach Olympics, make them athletes. A lot we could do to have fun with the cockroaches since they're going to be here for eternity. In sports, the Cubs got lit up last night. What was that all about? I guess the wonder rookie, Adbert, hasn't figured out that Josh Bell is the real deal and Craig Kimbrell was working on his new pitch, which he calls the 89-mile-per-hour fastball. Because the Cubs got rocked. 18-5, was that the final score? It's terrible. Ugh, not good. And they ended up slipping because the Brewers won. So now the Brew Crew holds a one-game lead in the Central. And the Pirates and the Cardinals are both in spitting distance. Not Donald Trump Jr. spitting distance, but spitting distance. And the Reds are not far behind. Also, it's turning out that the NL Central might be the most competitive in baseball besides the NL West and the AL East. And then there's the AL West, then the NL East, too. So yeah, very competitive. The Cubs get Kyle Hendricks back tonight, although I believe he'll be on a pitch count, so that's something. But maybe he can just come out for when Josh Bell hits, and then they put him back in. I mean, that's a pitch count, right? Save some arm strength. The Sox are back at it tonight against the Tigers. Big week for the Sox. They get the Tigers here, then the Cubs before the All-Star break. Lopez goes tonight. Then it'll be Dylan Cease tomorrow for the doubleheader. Then, I'm not sure. Giolito for both games against the Cubs. Can we just commit to that now? We'll take it. You know what's going to happen, too? The White Sox are going to have to pitch Giolito over the weekend, and then he's going to be unavailable for the All-Star game. Could you imagine if they did that? Like, if Giolito is not on enough rest to pitch in the All-Star game? That's a possibility. That would be a big slap in the face to White Sox fans. Finally get a chance to see a White Sox pitcher on the mound in an All-Star game, and he can't pitch because he just pitched. And it would be annoying, too, because they have nobody in that rotation. You couldn't work it out that Giolito could pitch against the Tigers tonight and be okay. You know what I mean? There's no more Ross Detweilers available. Anyway. It's nice to have Dylan Cease pitching in the bigs, though. Feels like it's time to let the teenagers have the keys to the family station wagon. In hockey, oh my gosh, the Hawks. The Hawks. They're on fire this season, offseason. They traded for two veteran defensemen. They drafted a center. They brought Andrew Shaw back. Yesterday, they added a goaltender from the Islanders, who supposedly took less money just to get out of New York. And then they added Ryan Carpenter, center from the Golden Knights. Holy wow! The Hawks are getting it done. Also, did you see that the Breadman, Artemi Panarin, got signed by the Rangers, making the highest paid wing in the game? What? He is? Huh. Well, there you go. I guess the Hawks were right about trading him before he was going to become the highest paid wing, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, the Hawks proved that the team is serious about getting back to the promised land. Many wonder if the goaltending signing means what it means for Corey Crawford. I would say nothing. Crow has to prove he's got to play a full season. The Hawks have, I don't know, have let him try to do that the last couple of years and got burned, lost that gamble. So yeah, we need as many competent guys at the goaltending position as possible. Crow's going to be fine. And in Bulls free agency news, besides trading draft picks for John Wall's European backup point guard, they're quiet? Nothing else? Is that it? It's over? Oh, it's over. That's it for Lower Wacker Live for July 2nd, 2019. If you would sign my petition against the softball commissioners, I'd appreciate that. Haven't actually come up with one, so if someone wants to put that up on change.org, I'd really appreciate it. Beats by West Restless. See ya.